Hey, this is Scott Mason, hanging out with Jason DeZurich of Do Not Keep Silent. Check me out at scottmason.org.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
All right, everybody. Well, this is Jason DeZurich. Glad you guys are tuning in to Do Not Keep Silent, the podcast. And still hanging out with Matt Brent. And we're just having a good time in here. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Glad to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And, you know, you got to drive up here pretty fast, didn't you?
I plead the Fifth Amendment. I choose my right to the Fifth Amendment at that. I was glad to be here on time.
He got that. Here right on time.
Right on time.
So it was perfect. And, last week, Matt, you know, we talked about grace and just what that means and sonship, daughtership in the Lord and being adopted into his family, and that we're not just, you know, how did you put that? I forget, actually, that we're not
dogs in
yes,
Christ.
Yes, that's what it was. Yes. And, you know, the reality is we are adopted in, aren't we?
Absolutely. And the idea that we were talking about last week was the things that God says about us in his word are true regardless of our feelings on that.
Right.
And they're true regardless of the life that we used to have and who we used to be. Mm-hmm. That we have been given grace, we have been given forgiveness, we have even been given repentance.
Yeah.
And God moves us through grace into the kingdom because he wants us to mature. He wants us to be more like Jesus. We don't have a whole lot of Jesus when we come to him. And the process of becoming being a Christian, living a life of God, the churchy word is sanctification.
Right.
And that's really kind of what we're talking about here.
So explain that word if you can.
Sanctification, yes, in layman's terms, is the idea that we are moving along toward holiness. We are moving along toward the image of his son, and that every single day in Christ, we are more and more like him as we move along. And that's really what we're talking about. We're not talking about the grace that gets us into the kingdom. We're talking about what's the function of grace after we're in the kingdom? Because you don't need grace just once, do you?
Right.
You need it over and over. And, you know, texts like 1 John chapter 1 talk about, okay, this is what happens when you need grace. And the New Testament writers, Paul and the writer of Hebrews and several other writers talk about, you need to mature. You don't need to be a baby.
Right.
You know, in the Super Bowl, there was this commercial, and I hated it, and I have no idea what it was about. I just remember that there was this large, grown man, and he was in a diaper and a baby bonnet. And I call him Creepy Baby Man.
Thank God I don't remember that.
God does not want us to be Creepy Baby Man
our
whole Christian lives. He wants us to move through milk into maturity. And when you and I change our thinking on things, change the way that our culture, our environment, the world has trained us to think about ourselves, you know, and focus on more of the condition of our flesh rather than our position in Christ, then as we change our thinking, we move along in Christ. Because what happens is the Holy Spirit joins us in that. The Holy Spirit's already living inside of us.
Right.
But we set the table for maturity.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that we, you know, I don't want to get this idea that we're talking about some kind of legalistic, okay, if we do all the right formulaic things, that we will then arrive at holiness and arrive at all of these great things that God has for us, and all of the onus is on us. That's not what I'm talking about. I think sometimes, though, as Christians, it's easy to just let the Holy Spirit kind of, okay, well, the Holy Spirit will take care of that.
Right.
Oh, well, God will take care of that. And God says, going back to the scripture that we used last week, Romans 13:11, and do this. You know, there are some things that we need to do ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And God joins us in that, or actually really, it would actually be us joining God,
in
what he's doing and what he wants to do and accomplish in us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about. And the way that you do that, part of that is shifting your thinking. But if you don't know what to shift your thinking to, then you're shipwrecked.
Well, 1 John talks about this. You mentioned 1 John earlier.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 1:5 is where I'll start, everybody. It says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light.
Mm.
In him, there's no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Now that is great. And
emphasis on holy.
You know what? Just what popped out on me on this one is this. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with who?
Him.
It's one another.
With one another too, yeah.
It's awesome because it means that God and the Holy Spirit is doing his thing and he's moving,
mm-hmm.
and people, and we just start connecting and clicking. And you know, I mean, just earlier last month, for the National Day of Prayer, we did a youth event up in Findlay,
mm-hmm.
and there were, I don't know how many denominations represented.
Absolutely.
Not once was it brought up who was from where and all that stuff on stage. Everybody just did their thing. And imagine this. We actually worshiped God together. You had the hand raisers. You had the dancers over here. You had people who just would sit and pray, hold their hands, and everybody got along wonderfully. I think that's probably how it's going to be in heaven. I think that's cool.
I would agree.
I think that's so exciting. And anyways, let's keep going here with discipline now. What does that mean? And it's not discipline as far as
like you're getting spanked,
bad boy,
right?
What is, you know, what are we talking about?
Well, I think in discipline we're talking about the things that we do to seek discipleship and being a disciple of Christ, being a follower of Christ. You know, Jesus says, "Take up your cross and follow me."
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being followers of Christ, being disciples of Christ. In order to be a disciple of Christ, there are some disciplines mm-hmm. that you need to add to yourself. And when I say discipline, you know, people, cringe. We don't like discipline. We don't like doing things that sometimes maybe we don't feel like doing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things, you know, that we associate with discipline. Exercise is associated with discipline. Eating is associated with discipline. Mm-hmm. And you and I are obviously very disciplined in our eating, in our exercise. I'm just saying. We are works in progress.
Yes, we are.
Never mind.
Nah.
But the idea, what are the things that we need to do to look more like God on our end? Because God has got the spiritual and God is working the supernatural for us.
Mm.
What are the things that we need to do to get good stuff in us so the good stuff comes out?
Okay.
So those things, and there, this is not going to be a primer on spiritual disciplines.
Right, right.
This is going to be, okay, what are the basic things we can do? The most basic things we can do as Christians, as disciples, to be more like Christ and to get more of God in us. Study the word and pray. And it sounds so simple, doesn't
it? Yeah, it is. It's really a simple plan. It's not that difficult. It really isn't. I mean, I want to challenge some students out there. Those of you who sit in front of a TV playing Xbox or whatever you got, or in front of the computer, how about for a half an hour? And because normally you take, you know, an hour, 2 hours. Some of those games last forever. How about just a half an hour of reading the word of God? What do you think?
Or even just 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're starting from nothing,
yeah.
You know what? 5 minutes would work.
Sure.
As long mm-hmm. what you're doing is you're stopping and you're taking the time and you're saying, God, I'm putting aside what I'm doing and I want to get into what you're doing.
Yes.
And so we take the time and we spend a lot of time on Facebook And sure. I want to talk a little bit about social media next podcast.
I'm not on Facebook at all.
You're not on Facebook and you're not on Twitter and neither am I because the evils of social networking are horrible. That's tongue in cheek, people. We're both on social networking.
Yep, absolutely.
We both spend a lot of time because there's a lot of good things that you can do through social networking. But that's the next podcast.
Okay.
But we spend a lot of time doing a lot of stuff. You know, we read regular books. We, you know, surf the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on, you know, Xbox, PlayStation, sure. DS, whatever.
Yeah.
Take some time to pour into your relationship with God. Because I do want to read this verse in Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Mm. Now, verse 2 is what I want to focus on. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Everybody does Facebook, internet, Xbox, all the stuff that we pour our TV. All the stuff that we pour our time into. But do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. How are you going to know what that is if you do not read God's word? You're not. Mm-hmm. You're going to have your thoughts about that. You're going to have your opinions about that. You're going to have your presuppositions about that, but none of that will be based on truth.
You said kind of a big word there, and some kids, students listening to this may not know what it means. What does presupposition mean?
The things that you think about something before you really know about it.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that they understand that.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I use that word too. But it just so people understand, you've got your bias, if you will.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I mean, you already have an idea of what you think about something.
Absolutely. And whether or not that's even true or not.
Right.
You can find out. It's like we have certain presuppositions about ourselves. That's what the whole last podcast was about, on repentance, on adoption, on moving through grace, and we have presuppositions about what God thinks about us that aren't necessarily true. Well, you know what? You get into God's word and you start to find out. You read stuff like Ephesians chapter 1. Go read 1 John. I mean, 1 John is all about, okay, here's some truths about you. From God's perspective.
Right.
And things you wouldn't necessarily think about. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. You know, God is greater than our hearts, even when our hearts condemn us.
Yes.
You know, God is greater than our hearts. So we get into God's word so that we can change the way that we think about the world. And I think that's really the ministry of the worldview warriors, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Changing the way that people see their world, making it less through their eyes and more through the eyes of God, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that, you know, too, I want to hit on this before we run out of time. We're doing fine for time, but in 1 Thessalonians as well. Oh, and by the way, read 1 John, like the whole thing. It's not
all the way through.
It's not long.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can make the time, sit down. And just read it all the way through, and then I want to encourage you to go back and maybe, you know, over a period of time, just read short little snippets of the book and chew on it. Because there is some really deep stuff there that you're like, what does this exactly mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to figure it all out.
Right.
But, you know, maybe you can go to your youth pastor, maybe you can go to mom and dad, you know, whoever, and you say, can you explain this to me? What do you believe this means? Help me understand this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, and that's a great kind of segue into the other thing that we need to talk about, which is prayer.
Yeah.
You know, your youth pastor, he has some answers. Your parents, they may have some answers. Your friend, they may have some answers. But you know who has all the answers? The Holy Spirit.
Right.
And scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 2, talks about the Holy Spirit brings understanding to us. Mm-hmm. When we read the word, when we start to understand, it's like lights start going off.
Right.
That's not, oh, my brain is working now and I understand. That is the Holy Spirit working in your mind so that you can understand Scripture. And those are great moments. When you're reading the Word and you begin to get it, man, stay right there and pray.
Yeah.
And that's called a prayer of communion. When God is revealing His Word, when God is revealing truth about Himself and about you through His Word, man, stay in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in that moment in prayer, prayers of communion. Because most of the time, we do different things. We pray a lot of prayers of crisis.
Right.
You know, we get in a bad situation, and, oh, Lord Jesus, please get me out of this situation. If you'll get me out of this, we start bargaining with God, right?
Right, right, right.
I'll go and I'll be a missionary in the darkest reaches of Africa if you'll just help me pass this test. Or you know what I'm saying? If you'll just help me do this, if you'll just help me do that, if you'll just get me out of this situation, then I will do this. And we start to, and God doesn't really work that way a whole lot. I mean, there is some power in crisis prayer. There's not a whole lot of power in crisis prayer, because in crisis prayer, we're just seeking God in the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But people that actually get a prayer life, when the crisis comes, they just kind of lift that stuff up to God. You know, hey, God, this is what's going on. And, you know, when we're talking about prayer,
right,
prayer is just a conversational relationship with God, right?
Yeah, speaking and listening.
Yes, speaking and listening.
Yes.
And that's the conversational part.
Yes.
That we throw some stuff toward God, but you know what? God speaks toward us too.
Mm-hmm. You know, with that, 1 Thessalonians 5, it talks about be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Do not put out the Spirit's fire.
Mm.
Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. Now, I want to encourage you to go read that in 1 Thessalonians 5. Read the whole thing. But I want to encourage you of, look, we've got to be willing to go, okay, in everything you do, even if you're driving, you know, whatever it is, okay, God, do I need, you're going to make decisions on your own, of course, but if you're like really questioning, okay, am I supposed to go over to Matt's house today? I'm sensing God is telling me I should go over there. God, are you serious? Should I really go talk to Matt? And then you end up obeying and you go, and now you heard God, you were praying and you were listening and you go to Matt's house. And then what happens? Matt was like, thank you so much for coming over. I have had just one heck of a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, really? And then Matt shares something that's just huge. And what God was trying to do is to have that fellowship among believers, and you didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of the Holy Spirit, everybody. I also want to talk about 1 Corinthians 2 as well. Everybody, the wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. It's Absolutely. So clear. It says in 1 Corinthians 2, 6, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, meaning the mature in Christ.
That's right.
Spiritually mature.
That's right.
But not the wisdom of this age, of the rulers of this age,
yes,
who are coming to nothing.
Yes.
No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. Everybody, before time began, get that into your head. There was a time when there was no time. Think of that.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. I want to drop down to verse 9. It says that God has revealed it to us by His Spirit.
Yes, that's what I was talking about before. And I want to tag on to something you were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
Is sometimes when we're praying and you start to feel like, I need to do this. Well, sometimes you may go and do that, and the heavens don't part, and the seas, you know, don't roll, and all of this stuff. It's not this amazing, miraculous thing. Sometimes God just wants to know, are you going to be obedient?
Yes.
I want to find out if you're going to be obedient. I'll tell you a story about that.
I'd love it.
I was in Memphis and I was just learning this teaching, this idea of God prompting us and us responding and listening to God. Listen and obey was my mantra. And I saw this guy in a grocery store, And I don't know why I noticed him, but I remember taking note of him. I don't know why. I just did. Okay. No prompting. I just noticed him. Well, the next day, I was sitting next to him in a different part of town in International House of Pancakes eating breakfast all by myself. He was right across from me. And
there's a bee in here.
Yeah, there's a bee. Okay. We're going to kill
it. We're killing it right now.
We're killing the bee in Jesus' name. Oh. Okay, there we go.
We killed it. Okay.
He's dead. So anyway, wow. That I've never seen that before. So anyway, I'm thinking, I need to talk to this guy.
It's and it good was thing just, we both have ADD, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So I need to talk to this guy. I need to say something to him. What in the world am I going to say? And I'd heard, you know, sometimes you just need to say, I just get the sense that God wants me to say something to you, just to speak to you. And so I said, that's what I said. He looks up from his pancakes and says, okay. You know, I was expecting this. Oh my goodness, I have been praying for that someone would speak to me about Jesus and I need to be saved. And all of these great, no, he didn't. He looked up from his pancakes and he said, okay. And he looked back down and kept eating his pancakes. And
no way.
I wanted to crawl in a hole. That was all that was said. But I think God wanted to see, are you going to be obedient? Are you willing to be obedient to even the things that don't make any sense to you? And that comes out of prayer.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I wanted to kind of piggyback on
that's
that.
Good.
And there are some different types of prayer. I want to talk real briefly about that. We talk about crisis prayer. We talk about prayers of petition, where a petition is we're asking God for something. Okay. God, I want you to do this for me. I want you to do this for Jason. I want you to do this for... Well, I would love for us to try some different kinds of prayers. Prayers like prayers of thanksgiving. Mm. God, thank you. And we just say thank you for a bunch of... Think of all the things that you're thankful for. And just tell God how thankful you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked earlier about prayers of communion and just saying, God, thank you for revealing your word. What can I learn about your word? And we use the words of Samuel in 1 Samuel. God, speak for your servant is listening.
Yeah.
And then finally, prayers of agreement, where those on earth agree with what God wants to happen.
Right.
You know, God says stuff like, you know, I want all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And we just pray prayers like that. Mm-hmm. We get in the word, but if you don't get in the word, you don't know what prayers to pray. If we don't get in the word, God doesn't reveal, you know, just by spontaneously, oh, here are all the things that I want you to pray about. And those, by the way, are all found in my word.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to download them into your head.
Yeah,
it just doesn't work that way.
Well, with that too, we got to wrap up. But I just want to say, you know, where I've really come is this: I read God's word and I do it. And
absolutely,
I've got to know what's in His word. So I want to encourage you: read it and then do it. Now, some people would say, "Oh well, what about the stuff? You know, Noah did all this and was drunk, and it's like, you know what." You need to read it in context. People like that. I understand people like that because I used to be one of those people. But the thing is, I mean, if you're reading, you know, and for younger ears, sorry about this, but there's a story in there where someone gets raped. Tamar, I believe is her name. And they, you know, she's looked at, you know, if you look at it, you've got to look at the culture. You can't just say, oh, well, see, the Bible promotes rape. No, I've had enough of that.
It's sorry. Not promoting that at all.
I know it's exactly the opposite.
Absolutely.
And it's a thing of you got to read the word, let the Holy Spirit just give you the knowledge, give you the wisdom of what's being said. And obviously, read it in context.
And if you're in Christ, you already have access to that.
Yeah.
It's not something, it's not some new impartation. It's something new God needs to give you. If you're in Christ, the Holy Spirit is in you.
Yeah.
And you already have access to all
of that. Yes. And so, you know what? We're going to end here, but we're going to talk about that a little bit next week of the Holy Spirit. I'm very excited about this. So, you guys have a good one. Matt, you want to say anything quick?
Hey, get in the Word, be in prayer, just do it, baby.
Do not keep silent.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.